Greetings in the name of Jesus. What a wonder to share God's word with you. This is Brother Brian, and I want us to talk about something that is so important to us as children of God. Most of the time we talk about prosperity. Sometimes we talk about why other people are succeeding and others are not succeeding. And it appears like God has forgotten others and is more gracious to others. But in reality, the will of God for all of us is that we should prosper. We should prosper in our spiritual life. We should prosper even in our thinking. We should prosper even in our material life or physical life. So one of the things that I think we overlook sometimes as children of God is discipline. I believe and I'm convinced that one of the things that is required of a child of God is to be a disciplined person. And that is the secret for a Christian's success. If you are going to succeed, if you are going to change the world, if you are going to impact the nations, I believe it is necessary for us to understand discipline. And that is the secret of our lives. It should be the secret of our life. That is why we talk even about disciples. You know, that is where we get discipline from, disciples. There is a certain way of living that we should follow if we are going to prosper. There is no way that we are going to prosper, you know, like it's magic. No. Prosperity is planned for. Prosperity is from God, but God requires us to acquire it in a certain way. Hallelujah. If you are going to succeed, whether at school, whether in your marriage, whether in your daily life, in your workplace maybe, it is important for you to understand the secret of discipline. That is one of the greatest things in the world. And we can use our physical eyes. People with discipline are the people who succeed the most in the world. Of course, God can miraculously make us prosper. God can do a miracle in our lives and we prosper. You know, God can do things. If God was able to rain manna from heaven, there's nothing stopping him today from giving us food that we did not work for. But we get to understand that the will of God is that we should work, is that we should do something and be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at some few scriptures that are going to help us understand discipline. And let us just thank the Lord before we go into the scriptures. Father, thank you for the word that you give us this day. Holy Spirit, we pray that your word will impact our lives, build our lives, strengthen our lives. Jehovah, we pray that you will speak to us. We pray for the spirit of revelation. We pray for the spirit of understanding. And I pray that everyone that listens to this word will be blessed, that everyone listening to this word will be strengthened, and Lord God Almighty, their lives will be changed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, this is what the Bible says. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Verse 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Now, Jesus here, talking about eternal life, he says to us, we must enter by the narrow gate. And he says, that is the gate that leads to life. I like that. If you are going to have a good life, you need to live or to enter by the narrow gate. And the narrow gate is nothing but the word of God. If you are going to succeed in life, your life must be on the narrow path. Hallelujah. And if you are not going to succeed as a Christian, succeed as a human being, you will live your life on the broad, or you will enter by the wide gate. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. That means this is a big road. You drive wherever you want to drive. You walk wherever you want to walk. You do whatever you want to do. It is a broad road. It is a wide gate. Everybody can enter by it. Everybody can just move the way they want. But the Bible says the end of it is destruction. Now we get to understand that if you are in the broad road and you entered by the wide gate, it is easier for you to be distracted. Sometimes you will find that your life is destroyed because you did not enter by the narrow gate. The Bible says, enter by the narrow gate. It says, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. That means you do not walk as you please. If you are going to succeed, you need to be disciplined. You cannot walk the way you want to walk. If you are a Christian, your life needs to be disciplined by the word of God. If you are going to be a successful Christian, your life needs to be disciplined by the word of God. That means you only walk where the word of God says you must walk. You don't walk wherever you want to walk. Only where the word says walk here. When the word says walk in love, then you walk in love. If the word of God says love your neighbor, then you love your neighbor. If the Bible says give, then you give. You don't live a life whereby when you decide to love somebody, then you can love, and then the other week you decide, I'm no longer going to love them. Then you stop loving them. No, that is not the narrow road. That is not the way that leads to life. The Bible says the road that leads to life, it says it is in the narrow gate, and it says difficult is the way. So the way is difficult. For you to succeed, there is a difficult way. But I like us to understand something. When the Bible says difficult is the way, it does not mean it's impossible. It means you just have to watch where you are walking. You have to watch your step. You have to watch, am I walking in the word of God? And if you live by the word of God, you end up not needing to continuously recheck whether you are in the word of God. Recheck. No. If you live by the word of God, even your walk becomes acquainted with the will of God, and that is how you attain success. But if you walk the way you want, wherever you want, I can guarantee you are going to fail. It is the same even in our schoolwork. If you decide I'm not going to study, you know, the expectation that every one of us should have of you is that you are going to fail, because you did not discipline your life. You did not walk on the narrow way. So you have to walk on the narrow way. That means there are things that you desire to do, but because you want success, you want to attain success, there are things you decide, no, I'm going to avoid doing this and this. If you want to succeed in your studies, you must decide, I'm going to cut my time with friends. I'm going to cut my time on social media. Why? You are making your road narrow. And the Bible says, if you walk on the narrow road, you're going to succeed. But if you are always playing, if you are always spending time with other people, not doing anything of value, then you are wasting a lot of time and you are going to end up in destruction. So we need to understand that for us to succeed, we must enter by the narrow gate. And we must walk in that narrow road. That means we must continuously walk in a straight path that God has called us to walk in. So it is very vital for us to understand this. If we do not do this, we are going to fail. We are going to fail. Even as a Christian, you cannot be doing whatever you want and expect to go to heaven. No. As a Christian, you walk only where the word of God says you must walk. That is why I said, if the word says love, you have to love. If the word says don't kill, you don't kill. This is how you assure your success. You ascertain your success as a Christian. So it is very vital for you to walk on the narrow path, regardless of how you feel. Sometimes walking on the narrow path requires you to avoid or to neglect how you feel. If you feel that, you know, I cannot do this, so I quit, then you are walking on the broad road, the road that will lead to destruction. It is the path of laziness. So decide, I'm going to walk on the narrow path. Now, when the Bible continues, let's go to Psalm 34, verse 12. It says, who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Now, this is what you must do. If you are the man who desires life, number one, You love many days. That means you want to live until you are old. Number three, he says, if he wants to see good, this is what he must do. Number one, keep your tongue from evil. Don't speak just anything. Keep your tongue from evil. Discipline your tongue. Don't just speak anything. Number two, he says, and your lips from speaking guile. Don't speak with your lips things that are incorrect, things that are malicious, things that are bad, things that, you know, are killing other people. Don't speak those things. Even about your life, if you want to see life, don't speak things that are bad about your life. And then number three, he says, depart from evil. If there is evil that you are doing, if you want to succeed, depart from evil. If you are a businessman, depart from shady deals. Do deals that are in line with God's will. Don't cheat anybody. In the workplace, depart from evil. Don't steal in the workplace. Why? You want to succeed in your life. That means if you do evil, you stop success in your life. And he says, do good. That is number four. You have to do good. And he says, number five, seek peace and pursue it. Those are key things. But I want us to talk about the first thing. He says, keep your tongue from evil. And you know, the book of James says the tongue is a little member, but the tongue can bring destruction. So God, you know, gives us direction or guidelines. He says, if you want to succeed in life, if you want to see a good life, an abundant life, a life of prosperity, keep your tongue from speaking evil. Don't speak bad things. Don't speak death. Speak life. Even about other people, speak life. Don't speak death. Even about your own life, speak life. Don't say, no, I know I cannot make it, so I quit. Or no, don't be like that. Decide in your spirit, say, I am a man of success. I am a man of vision. I'm going to accomplish this. Speak only life. Don't let your tongue speak evil. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that is important regarding discipline is found in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. It's a wonderful scripture. I like it. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we read from verse 3. This is what the Bible says. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. One of the things that is required in discipline, in living a life of discipline, is that hardship should be expected. If you are taking your journey and say, I'm starting a degree, expect hardship. Without hardship, there is no way that you're going to make it. The Bible says, and we must endure hardship. That means don't be afraid of hardship. If there are hardships in your way as a Christian, don't be afraid. Endure them. That means conquer them. Go through them. Don't run away from them. Go through them. Conquer them. You see, this is in the Bible. We see in the Bible that we are good soldiers of Jesus Christ, and we must therefore endure hardship. That means whatever the enemy can throw your path, endure hardship, conquer him. Don't run away. Sometimes the enemy will use people to turn against you, and when they do turn against you, endure that hardship. Don't say, no, nobody supports my vision, nobody's supporting what I want to do. Sometimes you are just starting a business and it seems like all doors are closed. No, don't quit. Endure hardship. You are starting this project. You believe in this project. You say, I want to do this so much. The Bible says, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then in verse 4, Paul says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. One of the other things that is important, if you are saying you are getting your degree, don't be busy with people who are doing nothing and you also are not impacting their life. They are also not impacting their lives. If you say, I am starting a business, Don't be busy with people who are not concerned with business. The Bible says, nobody who is engaged in warfare. You are engaged in a war for success. You are engaged in a war for your spirit. Don't do the things that ordinary people are doing. If you say, I want to keep my life pure as a Christian, don't do the things that the world is doing. You cannot say, I want to keep my life pure, but you are running around with a boyfriend, you are running around with a girlfriend, you are running around drinking alcohol. No, keep your life pure. If you want to succeed in this life, if you want to be a successful Christian, make sure that you keep your life away from the things of the world. If you are saying, I am doing this in my family, move away from people who are speaking negative. Everybody that says you cannot make it because you are poor, move away from those people. Don't engage with people like that. They will drag you down. What you have to do is one thing. You must do what? Please the one who enlisted you. God said, do this. You must do him. You must do it. And you are never going to say, I'm doing this to please so and so, or church can see me, or so that my friends can see me. No. Whatever God puts in your spirit as a vision is the thing that you are supposed to strive for. You must strive to please God, never to please men. If you succeed, succeed because you want to please God. You don't want to please anybody, but only God. Hallelujah. And when it continues, it says, and also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. There are rules for success. That is why we speak about discipline. There are rules. Follow the rules that you are given. Whether it is in the word of God, follow the rules. Walk according to the rules. If you follow the rules, you are going to succeed and you are going to be crowned. You will receive a crown. If it is in school, follow the rules that you are given in your subject or in your field of study. Follow the rules that you are given. If you follow them with discipline, you are going to succeed. Even if you are somebody who works, you know, a job that may not be considered as a high job, if you are a cleaner, do your cleaning according to the rules that you have been given. Do the cleaning with excellence. Follow the rules. That is how you succeed. And the Bible says, if you follow the rules, you are going to receive a crown. Hallelujah. Verse 6. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. If we are all planting, but I'm taking care of my garden more than other people, I know for sure that I must expect a greater and more beautiful harvest. So if you are not working hard, by the end of the year, be sure to expect results that are bad and horrible. But if you are working hard and you are working according to the rules, you are the hard-working farmer, you should expect higher results. That is to be expected. You see, if you are disciplined, you can be assured that you are going to succeed in life. And when it continues, it says, verse 7, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Consider, Paul says, consider what he is saying, and that God will give us understanding. It means it is important for us to understand these things, to understand discipline, to understand that we must work hard. We must not be lazy people. We must work hard, and God will bless the labor that we do. He will bless the work of our hands. Hallelujah. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, the Bible says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Run with discipline. Run with all your might. Run with all your strength. If you run that way, the Bible says you will receive the prize. It says we may all be running, but the one who runs according to the rules, the one who runs with discipline, the one who runs with all his ability, that is the one who will receive, hallelujah, the crown or the prize. It says run in such a way as so that you may obtain the prize. Verse 25 says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Hallelujah. Now that means they have control over their spirit. Don't be nervous. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. When the athletes are running, they receive a medal, and that medal will only end up on earth. But us as children of God, when we run, we must run in such a way that we must please God. That is why it is important to always run according to the rules. Hallelujah. Now, when the Bible continues, it says in verse 26, therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Don't do things like you are not sure of what you are doing. Do what you are doing with focus. Do what you are doing with, you know, all your might. Don't just fight or be involved in things that don't involve you. Be involved in the things that are going to give glory to God. If you win a soul, make sure that you are winning that soul for the glory of God. Not that so that we can speak about you. No. If you are starting a business, start a business with clear intentions. Don't today, you know, you are in this business. The next day you are in this business. That kind of person does not know what he's fighting for. Be a person of focus. Focus intently on what you are doing. Hallelujah. Verse 27 says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I like what Paul says here. He says, I discipline myself. Remember, we spoke about the tongue. Discipline your tongue. Discipline your body. Sometimes your body, your mind will say, go and have sex with somebody that you are not married to. You know very well that you are not married. Of course you know. But your mind, your body says, go and have sex. Paul says, no, I put my body under subjection. Sometimes your body is lazy. Your body says, instead of studying, go and sleep. No, discipline your body. Bring it under subjection. Don't let your body control you. Sometimes you want to study, but you are tired. Sometimes you want to read even the Bible, but you are tired. No, don't be like that. Refuse to listen to your body. Of course, your body was given to you by God so that if it is tired, it can rest. But don't let laziness determine what you can or cannot do. Do all to the glory of God. Paul says, I discipline my body. If your body wants to sleep and you know that it is time for prayer, teach your body to pray. Teach yourself to pray. Discipline your body. Don't let your body tell you you cannot now pray because you are tired. Then you're going to be a failure in your spiritual life. Last book of this session, and we'll be done. The book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. Listen to what Solomon says. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. It says, go to the end, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Look at the ant. The ant has got no captain. The ant has got no leader. But the ant is always working. People who are going to succeed in life are the people who do not need continuously, whether in church or in their personal life, to be followed. If we are always following you in church, please, we asked you last year to do this. Last month, do this. You want to be followed. The Bible says, you sluggard, go to the end. Look at the end. And the Bible says, the end is always working. It has no leader. It has no captain. But it is always providing. Hallelujah. Even you who is unemployed, don't think there's no way for you to make money. You are sitting on top of abilities that are inhuman, you know, that cannot be counted. Your ability is so, so great. But if you are sitting on it, you don't discipline yourself to stand up, then you are going to fail. You are going to remain there. And verse 9 of chapter 6 of Proverbs, it says, how long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? Children of God, let us rise from our sleep. It says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come on you like a robber, and your need like an armed man. Simply what the Bible is saying is that if you are lazy, if you are always sleeping, you know, always playing around, not disciplined with life, not serious with life, the Bible says what's going to happen to you is this simple thing. Poverty is going to come upon you like a robber. Poverty is going to take control of your life. But if you decide today, I'm going to be disciplined, early this year, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand. I refuse to sleep. I refuse to be lazy. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work hard at winning souls. If you want to win souls, you have to work hard at it. Means you have to spend less time sleeping, more time studying the word of God, more time praying, more time evangelizing. But if you are going to sleep, you are never going to achieve the things that you want to achieve. So we must never think that God does not want us to have the good things. God wants us to have the good things. But Jesus Christ himself was a hard worker. Paul was a hard worker. You look at David, you look at King Solomon, you look at all these men of God, they were hard workers. Look at Isaac. He was digging cisterns all over the place so that the prosperity that God had given him may continue. Hallelujah. So the simple message we are delivering to you from Jesus is Lord Christian Center today is that be a disciplined person. Discipline your life. Don't play with your life, but discipline your life. Be serious with your life. Hallelujah. Don't play around. So we thank God for this session. And we believe that you are going to have a wonderful 2019 and that God is going to be with you throughout the year. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time. And I pray that you bless your children in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.